Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem BPJ number 108, that Spies Pnimi joint share for both men and women, share number 108. Today, again, is an extremely fundamental share. This, learning this and how to develop this is something that could literally save marriages, enhance marriages, and make a person heal from wounds from the past and allow them to fulfill their full potential as a healthy human being. And that is to learn that second language that we're not used to learning or that we're not used to expressing. The Torah expects us to speak in two languages fluently. The language of the head and the language of the heart. Language of the head is intellect, logic, seichel. Language of the heart is emotion, heart, feeling. And just as an ability to speak Russian doesn't automatically translate into the ability to speak French, so too the ability to speak the language of the head isn't the same as the ability to speak the language of the heart. Each language has its own grammar, its own syntax, its own vocabulary. So he quotes here Medrash Tanhuma. He quotes the reference is 15:5. I don't know where that is. I tried to look it up. I can't find it. I didn't look too deeply, but if someone finds this Medrash Tanhuma, I would think it's in Parshas B'Shalach, but I wasn't able to locate it. Also based on the Chiddushei Arim quoted in Yena Shel Taira on Shavuos Ois Yud. That's the reference of this medrash. So I'm going to quote it in English as he says it in the book. But if anyone who's listening could find the actual medrash or the actual Chiddushei Arim where he says this, it would be very beneficial. So the Medrash Tanhuma describes a scene. The Jewish people, they're being pursued by the Mitzrayim. They enter in the Yansuf. And Hashem announces his decision to the Malachim in Shemayim that he's going to rescue the Jewish people and drowned the Egyptians. And the angels were mekatrig. They said, Halolu v'halolu ayvdei avodah zarah. They both worship idols. They both worship idols. Maishna elu me'elu. Why are you sparing the Bnei Yisrael and punishing the Mitzrayim? They're the same. To which Hashem responded, and I'm going to quote here in English, but if you find the source in the Medrash and in the Chiddushei Arim, please bring it to my attention. Better the angels should have objections to my actions than for me to allow the Jewish people to be hurt. In simple English, basically, he's saying, I love the Bnei Yisrael, period. There's an amazing, unbelievable question you could ask here. The Amalochim asked, Halolo Valolo, they're both the same. Did Hashem have nothing to say in response to the Malachim al Piseichel? Was there no way to distinguish between the Egyptians' Avodah Zarah worship and even if the Yidden were Nichshel in it, the difference between the two? There's so much to say that would fight this argument and knock it down. The Egyptians from their free will embraced Avodah Zarah and were steeped in it, Meritzoinam, from their will. And the Yidden, even it was first of all a very, very small percentage that succumbed to Mamash Avodah Zarah. And that's after physical and psychological torture and Avodas Perech from the oppression. And even despite that, they didn't change their language, they didn't change their clothing, they didn't change the Hanhaga, they kept their Tznius and so on. So there could have been tremendous amount of logical arguments against this objection of the Malachim. What are you saying? What difference is there between the Mitzrayim and the Yidden pertaining to Avodah Zarah? There's thousands of nuanced differences, and he would have won the argument, Kaviyachal. So why did he ignore their objections completely? He could have responded with all these logics that are emes la'amitai to defend Klal Yisrael. But he didn't do that. What did he answer? In essence, he answered, I just love them. So what is the lesson from this medrash? The lesson is that Hashem was modeling this behavior to teach us this lesson. He did not respond to the malachim on the plane of logic, using the language of the head, because the matzav now did not call for logic. Hashem responded when his circumstances over here calls for love, ahava, the language of the heart. What is the lesson from this medrash? The lesson from this medrash is that there's a time and place for logic, and there's a time and place for emotion. And it does indeed take great skill to speak each language fluently, and it takes great wisdom to know when to use each one. And I reiterate again, for the first bracha of Aten Chayin La'odam Das, you ask for this. Give me the das, the knowledge, first of all, to learn both languages, the language of the head and the language of the heart, because the language of the heart is also das. Das includes ahava and yira, emotions as well, as the Svarim bring down. You have to know each one. If women have a certain hergish, they have an emotionality to them, they need to learn a little bit more the language of the head. Again, stereotypical, it could be reverse. For men, especially difficult for yeshiva men who are trained through their Gemara learning to think always logically and linearly, and some don't even have the concept that there is an emotional language, and they need to learn how to speak it to their own spouse, to their own children, to their friends, and they view this as a weakness, because in their training, this is, in their view, a weakness. But it's not a weakness, it's a strength, and it's a necessity. It's a necessity as being a human being. It's a necessity to be an Oved Hashem, to know when to use the language of the head and when to use the language of the heart. It's possible to carry a conversation where one appears to be speaking the language of emotion, when in fact it's really logic. You can't fake it. If you're, again, it goes both ways. Stereotypically, it's the man that's more logical and the woman that's more emotional. It's the man that's more fluent in the language of the head, while the woman, because of her bini yesera, which is connected to the heart, is very much fluent in the language of the heart. So, stereotypically, it's that way. So, on that stereotypical way of looking at it, the husband cannot fake it. He may be logical and he may express himself in emotional wording. I love you. I care for you. That is a step forward, by the way. That is a start. That is a successful start. You remove the logical language. I assess this and, you know, very cerebral. Instead, you use wording of connection and wording of warmth. That is the start. You already have achieved something. So we're not knocking that. It's an important achievement. Even if you're logical in your mind and in your heart, and you still have that logical and not feeling the emotion so much, to start learning the emotional language is indeed a step one. It's a good step, but it can't stop there, because that alone will not nourish your wife for very long. To speak the language doesn't mean using the words of the language. To speak the language is to access and feel those real healthy emotions in the language of the heart. So it's not just the words that you say, it's the feeling behind the words that you have to learn how to access. And for those that are overly emotional, that's a beautiful thing, the language of the heart, they need to learn the language of the head, to tone it down, to avoid overreacting, to use logic sometimes when necessary. So speaking the language of love means revealing to your husband or wife what's going on inside of you. That requires you to be self-aware enough what's going on. So the language of love is not about objective reality. It's not about cold hard facts. It's describing how you feel. If you use logic all the time, if you think you're going to have shalom bayis by explaining to your wife for the purpose of clarity, C-L-A-R-I-T-Y, clarity, or truth, T-R-U-T-H, M-S. Now, M-S is a necessary thing, don't get me wrong. Honesty is crucial. but I mean in the sense of being purely cerebrally logical. This will create a tremendous limitless amount of frustration and separation and estrangement. They will not resolve any problems if you talk in a just for the purpose of clarity or getting a point across. Cold hard facts is not what's going to bring shalom. It's important to, when you, let's say, are upset about something, you identify the hurt beneath the anger. You identify the hurt beneath the anger. You reveal, if you're upset about something, and behind that there's an anger in surface, or maybe runs even deep, but behind that there's a hurt. You dig through, and you reveal politely. This is the language of the heart, working through the emotions, politely, honestly, lovingly as possible, the hurt. Not the anger that's on top of the hurt. There are people that are inherently angry people that they have to work on their anger. But there are many people that show anger, but they're not angry people. They're hurt people, and they show anger as a defense mechanism on the surface level. And it may seem to run deep, but behind it is hurt. So what one needs to understand, if one hurt their wife, one were to hurt their husband, to understand that they may be expressing anger. Behind that is a hurt. And you express that hurt in a healthy way. If you were hurt, if you know you hurt your spouse, you express how you hurt them and apologize for it. This type of language, the language of the heart, for most men especially, does not come naturally. Most men generally tend to think rather than feel their emotions. They'll feel awkward very much in the beginning. But it's worth the time and effort, and it can be more natural, and it's worth it. Now, he brings a reference from Rabbi Wolbor called Shiurei Chumash. I don't have the Sefer, but it's in Shemais, page 170. And he references it and says there he discusses at length the need to speak these two languages fluently. You read the biographies of most Gedolei Yisrael. They knew how to speak these two languages in a very fluent way. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was like that. Many other tzaddikim. There are some, yes, that you were able to tell that their strong point was the emotion of the heart. And there were other tzaddikim that it seemed like their strong point was the emotion, that the language rather, of the mind. Right? Rabbi Yashiv, according to all accounts in all the biographies I read about him, is that his primary personality was the language of the head, as a Pesach Adar. But I saw videos and clips of him with a tremendous Yisrakshus as well. But he was more reserved by nature. That's fine. We all have our teva. It's not a matter of changing our nature completely. We have a mode in which our primary language is. But in order to be successful as a human being, in order to create true shalom, and in order to create true shalom within oneself, one needs to learn that weaker language and strengthen that muscle and use it. That is shleimus, not just in the marriage, but in the well-being of your own personal life, as well as the way you interact with your children, the balance between the two. So again, it could go the other way around. Very often it's reverse, where the man, the husband, is more the emotional feeling type, and the woman is more the logical, more analytical, colder type. That happens also. That happens as well. So it really goes both ways. You need to know your natures. If you both speak the language of the heart, but that could also be a problem because it's maybe too much in excess, and you both need to learn a little bit using more the language of the mind and balance it with the logic aspects of it, with the seichel aspects of it, over the hergish aspects of it. And then you may have two people, both a couple that are both cerebral, both very logical, both very more
pronounced in the language of the head, but for their own health, their own emotional health, and the emotional health of their children and their interactions, they need to develop that language of the heart. The balance is important. And in Atachin Ladam Das is the right time to ask for that balance. And we will talk more, really should talk more about the access of using both languages. Feedback is encouraged to describe when one senses the difference and how to bridge that gap. It will be very, very helpful. Bracha v'atzlacha.